Blog Talk Radio.
Some of my conscious, the whole world right now bonkers. The internet is the brand new conqueror, so watch out for the monsters. Yikes, the trolls are the taunters. Whoever controls the data got the answers. They the one that got the code to the launcher, and they be having dinner with the Pope and the mobsters. They know the cure for the cancer, cure for the AIDS, and they probably kill the Panthers. Put us in the cage, got us living like hamsters. Put us in the dark, but I got me a lantern. Open up my third eye, then I illuminate. Really got a bird eye view, wanna elevate. No Illuminati, baby, I'm God body. The rapture like Blondie, waking up a zombie.
Wake up, sound the alarm. Revolution time has come. Wake up, sound the alarm. Tell the people, here come the storm. Wake up, sound the alarm.
Knowledge is king. Know thyself and you can do anything. Know thyself and you can shine like bling. Know thyself and you the king of the ring, huh? But they don't teach kids nothing. All they know is I'll pass sugar in their muffin. They don't know division, don't add to nothing. Send them off to prison when you know they did nothing. He in the streets cause he always cutting. The teacher ain't teaching him nothing. All they do is stuffing him and stuffing him. Stuffing him and stuffing him and stuffing him. Stuffing him and stuffing him and stuffing him. Stuffing him with stuff he can't use. So he sell crack, that's what he know to do. His daddy was a hustler, so he hustled too. And that's why you see the little killer in the news. It's kinda like they got us in the trap. It's kinda like they knowing how we act. I'll be like, the laboratory, I am not a rat. I am light, I am God, body wise, it's a fact.
Wake up, sound the alarm. Revolution time has come. Wake up, sound the alarm. Tell the people, here come the storm. Wake up, sound the alarm.
Like we're running out of options. Villains in the White House, heroes in their costumes. Leaders double cross, why we kneeling to our crosses? Who's policing the police? Why they stalking? All lives matter till your color is the target. Fox rounding up the sheep for the slaughter. Money over people, why they reaching for that dollar? All I see is lies on the screen. Land of the free, but what the free? What does it cost to let a breathe? King had a dream, but we all still asleep, huh? They robbed you blind and knowledge is a crime. This is designed to keep you on the grind. Rise and shine, cause now it's the time. We all got body if you open up your mind. Wake up.
Wake up, sound the alarm. Revolution time has come. Wake up, sound the alarm. Tell the people, here come the storm. Wake up, sound the alarm. Revolution time has come. Wake up, sound the alarm. Ring the alarm, ring the alarm. Wake up.
Ain't nothing impossible, I tell myself that I am possible. I know that devil is out there and plotting those plans to stop me and put me in hospital bed. I say, yo, I will not be toppled. I'm down with Jesus and I roll with the apostles. We got that big love, that love that's colossal. We meditate, ain't no need to get hostile. You cannot penetrate me with that hate. We got that good vibration on vibrate. Stay on that way up cause we elevate. We got that big love, that love heavyweight. Wait, that's the gospel. That's the motherfucking gospel.
That's the gospel. That's the motherfucking gospel. I tell them, yo, the movement's unstoppable. Pausing the flow, that is not optional. I let them know everything's solvable. When you know science, everything is plausible. I am defiant, I'm also logical. Politicians be tripping, they comical. So I sit back and listen to audio. Spiritual hip-hop, I call that hypnoticals. We Buddha boy, B-boy phenomenals. We Zulu kill zombies in Chronicles. We ain't falling cause we ain't dominoes. That revolution is on go, go, go. That's the gospel. That's the motherfucking gospel. Yup, that's the gospel. That's the motherfucking gospel.
Greetings, family. I hope I am with you in spirit as well as mind, body, and soul. Nearly every being on this planet Earth at some point in time and in the time-space continuum was once subject to what we earthbound commonly call slavery. What? It was a place of consciousness in which there was no choice. When using the most simplest of terms through our current medium of language communication, you see, the invisible, easily understood of the human mind. But we were not always human. Whoa. For in simple terminology, we are all energy, either operating through a source or being resourced for the benefit of something else. Wow. Greetings, family, and welcome to King's Philosophy. My name is King Obadele, also legally known as King Andre Teasdale, author, speaker. And I have you an ebook that's called The Power of Choice. It's going to be available September the 15th. I'll post that on King Teasdale's Facebook page. And you can also look me up on philosophy.org. I have a quote which I spoke last week, which reads as follows: the juncture point where many cultural territories meet is the site where syncretism and hybrid cultural forms are produced, of displacements and migration, where strangers from every other part of the globe collide. I have a quote provided by Stuart Hall. That was that quote. And I am grateful for the material that Alessandra Pronoto had given us of her article, The Anthropology of Black Panther. I have a quote provided by Stuart Hall, and then another quote from Mary Douglas, which was not shared last week. But if you were here last week, we closed the program with the song Power. Of that song is a strong verse which says, they will never take away my power. This is the major hook of the song. They will never take away my power, my power. It is also followed by a hook that says, they feel a way, oh wow. They feel a way, oh wow. They will never take away my power, The power and importance of my bringing this to the floor is because in your blackness, and because of your blackness, your African heritage, they do feel a way. But ours is not to neglect to feel a certain kind of way, which reflects a honor creation as the original blueprint, being the original man and woman of the earth and the founders of civilization. Even I, the science guy, has a video out that expresses that all of humankind has been scientifically proven to come from out of the motherland, Africa. So, the culmination of the work of Chadwick Boseman comes full circle in the movie Black Panther, because he brings us back to the heartland, motherland, from which all cultures originated. But not only that, he played roles of distinguished black men who were pioneers in their activities. And now we are at a place, a point of juncture, where many cultural territories meet, the site of displacements and migrations, where strangers with a common bond of Africa, also once known as Al-Kabalan, but still strangers from every other part of the globe, collide. I tell you the truth. The article entitled The Anthropology of Black Panther by Alessandra Pronoto is worth a read. We want to give a moment of silence because of the transition and us paying homage to our brother, Chadwick Boseman. I do encourage each one who hears this program tonight to look back into Blog Talk and capture the first program, part one, and put these two together for a higher understanding. So, out of the material that is called The Anthropology of Black Panther, we find Mary Douglas, quote, matter out of place. Pause. Let's let that marinate for a moment. Matter out of place. Wow. Immediately, when I heard matter out of place, I thought about the word and the consciousness of order. Remember, I expressed all last week that I am taking on the moniker of the Genesis Man. Why? Well, listen to this strange writing I need to further explore from a writer named Watchman Nee, of the fall of man. Adam is a soul. His spirit and body are joined in his soul, that astonishing power which we have just mentioned is present in Adam's soul. In other words, the living soul, which is the result of the coming together of the spirit and the body, possesses unthinkable supernatural power. At the fall, though the power which distinguished Adam from us is lost, yet this does not mean there is no longer such power. It only denotes that though this ability is still in man, it is nonetheless frozen or immobilized. According to Genesis chapter 6, after the fall, man becomes flesh. Okay? This is where it gets real tricky. Because when he made man, he came back and he said he made woman. But when you think about it, if you look at it carefully, he saw that man was in a place of which he was able to view, or the creator, the being that was viewing all of this, had seen that man was lonely and needed a companion. That took some time. So I am the Genesis man because I'm going in and I'm going to dissect what I see and what Spirit guides me to bring to the table for our better understanding, because we need to come in from a totally different perspective than where we have been. It continues as follows. The flesh envelops the whole being and subjugates him. Man, originally a living soul, now having fallen, he becomes flesh. His soul had been meant to submit to the spirit's control. Now it is subject to the dominion of the flesh. Hence the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for that he also is flesh. When God here mentioned man, he called him flesh, for in his eyes, that was now what he was. Consequently, it is recorded in the Bible that all flesh had corrupted their way upon the earth. So why do I dwell on some length on this? In Revelation 18, things are mentioned which shall come to pass in the last days. I indicated at the very beginning how man's soul will become a commodity in Babylon. That which can be sold and bought. But why is man's soul treated as a commodity? And we're going to entertain some more of that material later. But know this. We are primordial energy of the earth. We are primordial energy of the earth. Why do I share this? It's because we all are really starting from a new place of space in our lives collectively. And I have become the inspired one to come to bring a new thing to you. Why? Because with new vision, we can begin a new direction through the power of unity and love. Remember, time and time again, it is clearly repeated, my people perish for lack of vision. But I was shocked to see that in the movie Black Panther, King T'Challa's vision, the one he had at the end of the movie, he had expressed in the movie when he spoke to the United Kingdom, United Nations, was the exact same vision I had seen long before the movie's release could have been foretold. But I believe that love is the answer. And I'll say that again. That vision that was expressed in the movie of restoring our communities, our African-American communities, those impoverished in our communities, I had that vision long before then. When that movie came about, I was in a place of identifying and seeing that there was a pride that swept over us as a people before the movie came out, which I saw back in the early 70s when we walked around and we used to say Black Power. I remember walking up and down the streets, seeing my brothers and sisters. I was a young man back then. I remember seeing dashikis and in African clothing as proud brothers and sisters walking the streets, not influenced by drugs. And if they was at a party to have some kind of libations for a celebration, they were respectful about it. And respect was everywhere. So what shocked me is the vision I have, communities, requires $500 million as seed money. Yes, of which I'm going to attain. And I'm going to attain it for us as a people. But I need your prayers. I need your energies. I need your vibrations to feel that. Move into that space. Make this happen. Because it's time for change. So as I continue reading off of my script, I'll let you know that I believe that love is the answer. I believe that the truth will set all free. I believe that good dreams can become visions, can truly become our reality, because change, all change, first begins in thought, as a thought. When envisioned collectively, we all will come to see what we will come to be through visions. Now we're going to play Stevie Wonder's Visions. Also known as King Obadele, giver and receiver of a deeper wisdom. I honor those who have come before us and those not yet actualized. For I honor the divine in me. Stevie Wonder says, or does he say, I'm not one who makes believes. Or is it, I'm not one who makes the leaves. I know that leaves are green. They only turn to brown when autumn comes around. I know just what I say. Or is it, I know just what to say. Today's not yesterday. And all things have an ending. Yes, all things do have an ending. And they must. And one of those things is white supremacy. Because I know that it will collapse. But the song continues with, but what I'd like to know is, could a place like this be so beautiful? And I say yes. So, how very intriguing. So I open this program with Ring the Alarm, Ring the Alarm. Revolution time has come. But I say it's time to evolve. Because from Mary Douglas, quote, that says, matter out of place. I suddenly thought of how the corrupting and the twisting the Black Lives Matter movement is being polluted by controversies and being subverted when they say blue lives, blue lives, without giving respect to atrocities against those slain in the name of the law. But yet, we also are facing those who are slain against the law, which in turn is the anguish of a family member somewhere, because any life taken truly against the greatest of laws, and that is the laws of God, the supreme being of all of creation. Remember last week, I gave you an acronym. It was SUGAR. I want you to hold to that. I want that to sink in for you. Because that acronym stands for Succeed, Understanding God's Absolute Reign. I'll say it again. The acronym is SUGAR. I prayed that I would get insight because years ago, people was running around talking about cream, get the money, dollar bills, y'all, dollar bills, y'all. Cash rules everything around me, get the money, cream, dollar bills, y'all. I was like, nah, I can't live like that. That's not in my conscience. I need something, Lord. What you gonna say? And when I heard SUGAR, I was shocked, but I had to listen. And followed with Succeed, Understanding God's Absolute Reign. I said, wow, that's powerful. So we shall continue with my script. For we were never supposed to be subjected to live in a world that has these type of atrocities. Nah, that ain't right. Because that we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. India Ari has a song called I Am Light. beautiful, beautiful voice. I love it so. I'm going to go real quick to something that Watchman Nee has shared from Genesis, his exploration of it. And I want to just tap your shoulder to let you know that we all here are here on this planet to share. There's no other reason for us being here to do that. So, generations has succeeded generations. The result that this primordial ability of Adam, as I told you earlier, we are the primordial energy of the earth. As this book continues, that this primordial ability of Adam has become a latent force in his descendants. It has turned to become a kind of power. It is not lost to man. It is simply bound up by the flesh. Today, each and every person who lives on earth lies this Adamic power in him and is not able to freely express itself. Yet such power is in every man's soul, just as it was in Adam's soul at the beginning. Since today's soul is under siege by flesh and those who operate in the flesh, this power is likewise confined by the flesh. Dark forces. When you hear the word devil, just think of dark forces. Because if you don't want to believe in the devil, that's okay. But believe in dark forces because they're there. So the work of the devil nowadays is to stir up the soul and to release this latent power within it as a deceptive deception for so-called spiritual power. The reason for my mentioning these things is to warn ourselves of the special relationship between man's soul and backward living in the last days. You see, we have already seen how Adam has special supernatural abilities. Though in actuality, when he had what he had was not at all special or supernatural, however much it may appear that way to us today. Before his fall, Adam could quite naturally exercise this ability with ease, since it was embodied in his soul. But after his fall, this power of his was interned by his body. And now it's working against us, unless we awaken. That's why I sound the alarm. Because look at it. Right now, the world is at a place now to where economics of all sorts and all kinds is taking front seat against humanity. A pandemic that threatens our very lives collectively because science can't allow the divine and righteous will of divine love to allow true healing to take place in every sector of the globe because it's about the pharmaceutical benefits of profit first before they will allow the allopathic remedies to be accepted to combat cancer and other diseases that have been long reported to be removed without the intervention of Western medicine and costly surgeries. Is it possible? Could it be that Chadwick could have still been alive, as well as hundreds of other people who are being kept away from real scientific proven healing approaches that have their own testimonials, such as those of the African-American community's very own Dr. Sebi, who was deliberately suppressed from the public. And those amazing testimonials recorded and documented by Dr. Joe Dispenza, who still is active today, who was also featured in the movie The Bleep. Nonetheless, we must be reminded of those things and activities that opened the door to how civil rights inspired a greater concern for human rights, so that we all, in truth, can begin to evolve to a higher awareness of true spirituality and love of all people everywhere as love. Remember, I was given the acronym SUGAR because the mentality of cash rules everything around me, the acronym CREAM, which can only cause our worlds, all of our worlds, to spiral out of control globally if we don't put a screeching halt to the madness of capitalism running rampant. Now we'll have a song from our beloved India Ari, A Prayer for Humanity.
And we can learn to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And we can live in harmony, see ourselves as a family. This is my prayer for humanity. That we respect our women and protect our girls. That they feel safe in every corner of the world. That we can live in harmony, see ourselves as a family. This is my prayer for humanity. That we can live in harmony, see ourselves as a family. This is my prayer, this is my prayer for humanity.
Wow. That sounds so sweet and beautiful. So, change matters. And change toward the better environment of all humanity is what matters most. no matter whether you have issues or don't have issues with the controversies around who and what lives matter. When love matters, when love matters, that's when we come to recognize that love needs to be in the forefront of everything and anything we do. We need to see the love of the divine in each and every one of us, because and life are one in the same. And it's only through our living we reflect the truth of what's going on in our lives with our relationship to life, which is God, who goes by many names. So think about this carefully. We visualize our desires, and this has been scientifically proven to create. So then our visions, our thoughts, and our emotions, they are the things that in turn become our reality. This is called manifestation. This is how rich become rich, but they don't want to tell you that. So tell me, if what we are seeing in our visions of what we are forced to see, are we then removed from the visions and the desires of what we truly want to see and become to be? Think about that. Is it not true that there are tools of mass mind control that are out there to lock your thoughts and thinking, to be confined in mental slavery? Are there tools out there that are deliberately developed for mass mind control, to lock your thoughts and thinking, to be confined in mental slavery? So yes, it is. The tools against our thoughts is the truth of what's happening. So then the question of why we refuse to change our thoughts must be first answered. Why? Because we can clearly see the toxins in our systems of things right now. So to eliminate the waste before it's way too late, we need to recognize that love is the answer, and it answers all things, because we don't want our recovery to be too late. It's painful to think that colon cancer is a disease that attacks the digestive system. But what is this message in Chadwick's death? We got to get rid of the pollutants. We got to get rid of the toxins that are affecting us in a very negative way. We all are digesting the words that people are saying. We are all digesting the things that are going on in our environment. We are all digesting the things that are happening in our world today. But everything that is digested, the body is designed to eliminate waste. So allow your mind to reflect back on a time to where love was the beauty that we saw in all things. The time is for us all to begin to see things differently, because we have the power, so choose it wisely. I appreciate each and every one of you. so much for your presence. We have a song we're going to close out with called Reflections. It's a cute little song. And I hope you enjoy it. Next week, hope to meet you again, 8 o'clock, here at this same location, of which we're going to go deeper into the Genesis man of things. Selah. Thank you.